We are joined this morning by Baxter County Judge. Mr. Liddy is with us this morning. It is good to see you, sir.
Good morning.
Get close to that mic so we can hear you now. I got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
You know that they are looking at some possibly historic rainfall coming over the next few days. Starting with today, having severe weather across the top of the state, actually across the entire state today. How prepared are we for severe weather at this point? We've had quite a bit to deal with here in the last few months.
We have. I guess we're prepared as you can be. Mm-hmm. Of course, folks need to know that if we do have the tornado warnings and stuff, our courthouse is open for shelter for those that need it. And we failed to get it open last Sunday when that warning came out, but we've had a discussion since then, and it will be open if what that warning is takes effect. So anybody that needs to use our courthouse for shelter in the basement there, it will be open if needed.
Let's go ahead and address that while we're on the subject about sirens. It was brought up at the quorum court meeting last night that three of the sirens here in the area are not working. Do you know which sirens those are, Judge?
I do not. I can't tell you where they're all located, but it's been a topic of discussion lately, so we're going to look into it. I'm not sure in today's world that's the best way to alert our citizens. So we need, if we're gonna take a step to improve our alertness for our citizens in Baxter County, we need to do it the best way. And I don't know, without some study and talking, I'm going to talk to some other county judges to see what they have or what they offer, but I'm not sure the sirens in today's world is the best way to go.
Well, a lot of people are indoors. It used to be people were outdoors more frequently, you know, especially like kids playing outside, things like that. So I can see why those were, you know, so very important. Now we've got little computers in our pockets, but not everybody has those either. So it's kind of a...
The thing about it is if we're going to spend the money and create an alert system,
mm-hmm.
we need to be able to touch as many as we can touch. And we know that we can't touch 100% of our citizens with the sirens. And I'm one of them where I live. I've never been able to hear them, even when they all work. So we're going to explore it. But we definitely want to do... If we're going to spend this money to do this, we want to do today's the best route for today.
Absolutely. What else is on the horizon as far as the county goes? What are we looking at? I know it's spring.
You know, we got several road projects prepared for this year. Just bought a new grader week four last. Got another one coming about July. I just started my third year as county judge, and I can tell you, by far, road grading complaints outweigh any complaint we get.
Is that right?
And we were only running six graders, using one for a spare. We've put the spare into service where we're running it, and the eighth grader will be here about July, and we're going to start running eight and see where we're at, and if that can keep us up, we'll go with it. If not, we're going to add another one or two. And I've talked to a lot of other county judges around the state, and a lot of counties that are smaller and size than ours, they're running 10 or 12 graders, and we're only running six or seven. So we need to add a couple graders to our fleet. We're going to do that so we can provide the service that people pay us to do.
We've got a lot of roads
to
cover here in Baxter County.
And this rain, didn't realize it until I became county judge, how the weather affects everything we do. This rain that we're fixing to get is going to destroy our roads. We live in the hills, and our rain creates lots of runoff here. And I just ask people to be patient, because I know what's coming, and I know next Monday the calls will flood us, but be patient. We'll get to it, and we'll fix the main areas first that allows traffic to get to and from their residences, and it'll just take time to cover that 350 miles of gravel roads that
Absolutely.
We have to repair after this flood that we're fixing to get.
Yeah, and it does sound like it's going to be pretty big stuff.
Yes.
Would it be helpful if people keep their drainage ditches clean too?
It would. So, you know, and we did a lot of complaints about culverts being stopped up, and you know, there's it's just you know, something that's hard to keep up with in this part of the country, especially. But if people can help us by doing that, it's a big help.
That's kind of the way we look at it in our neighborhood too. We kind of help each other out.
I try to keep mine burn out there at my house.
Exactly. And it really is helpful.
Leaves don't stop them up.
So. Yeah, you live on a big hill, don't you?
No, it's pretty flat where I'm at. So the water just kind of builds up and instead of running off. And right where in my area there. But anyway, I always try to burn them out.
So. Yeah, it's a nice thing to do to try and keep your neighbors taken care of as well. So what else is going on in the county?
Well, just regular maintenance, several counties around us had some storm damage here a few weeks ago, and we had a team of guys. We sent two dump trucks, a backhoe, and three guys, two dump trucks, and a backhoe to Sharp County to help them out at Cave City. They spent about 2 weeks over there. Had a call from their road superintendent yesterday, matter of fact, and it was very appreciative of us coming over there. And I said, well, I know we probably didn't help you as much as you'd like to see in 2 weeks, but we have our responsibilities we have to take care of, so we have to get back here. He said, oh, the help we gave them was unbelievable.
And they were really hit hard, weren't they?
They were hit hard, yeah. They were very appreciative, and they have less equipment than we do, so we tried to help them a little bit. So.
I have not been out that direction.
I have not either.
But I have heard that the devastation was pretty bad
out
there.
And I heard Gainesville is also bad. I've not been up that way.
Yeah, I've got a couple friends up there told me the same thing as well. We're hoping that that doesn't happen with this round today and into tomorrow. But as far as like low water crossings, things like that, do we have signs up? Are we prepared?
Well, there is. Some of them are marked, not all of them. You know, most people have enough sense to know when they can cross and when they can't, and they've lived here long enough. But, you know, there'll be some crossings. If it rains like they're saying, there'll be some crossings that cannot be crossed, for a certain amount of time.
We always tell you, turn around, don't drown. Absolutely. And there's reasons for that, because you don't know what's washed out or what is in the water. That's the other thing. Yeah. And it doesn't take much water to take a car on down.
It doesn't.
Or a truck. You think you're bulletproof in the truck. I don't think so.
That water's pretty powerful. So.
Anything else before we wrap up, Judge?
I think that's it. I think everything's going good. I just... we'll get through these next few days.
Exactly.
We'll start Monday, and we'll just keep rolling.
Keep on a rolling. Yeah. Well, we wish you the best, and we hope everybody stays safe over the next few days. That's Baxter County Judge Kevin Liddy. Thank you so much for your time.